Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming my colleague Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution, writing his column at The Real Clear Politics about a new book that we bring to everyone's attention, Against the Corporate Media, 42 Ways the Press Hates You. The editor is Michael Walsh. The long list of contributors include much of this particular show of mine over the last more than two decades. Peter Berkowitz has been with me for most of those years, and we're looking at Peter's contribution. I identify it as the title of the book, the collection, is Peter's column. However, I wanted to get to the solutions, if any, because I describe this as a structural problem. The academy and the media are in some fashion fraternal. And that fraternity has lost focus on the mission of each. And how do we return to the idea of journalism and the idea of scholarship? I don't know, which is why Peter's here. Peter, a very good evening to you. Let's take them one at a time. Journalism. Reporters I know are very serious people. That means they don't smile when they answer questions on television. They're very serious people. Now, they're not unaware that their profession has been transformed these last years from through partisanship. Is it your discovery that there is a way back to the original, call it as it lays, reporting of earlier in the 20th century? Good evening to you.
Good evening. If there's a will, there's a way, it seems to me, and we have to identify the decisive factor here. If you talk to contemporary journalists, they'll point to the influence of the internet, clickbait, and all of that. But here's a crucial change, I believe, that's neglected. If we were to stroll through the newsrooms of the Washington Post in the early 1960s, we would encounter reporters, very few of whom were graduates from elite universities. If we stroll through the Washington Post newsroom today, almost all of the reporters that we encounter will be graduates from elite universities. So these reporters now, for more than two generations, have been bringing to the newsroom and the gathering of the news the sensibility with which they are, someone wants to say educated, I prefer to say indoctrinated at our leading universities. And this is an ideology that actually authorizes the construction of what they call narratives to advance the progressive agenda. I think that explains a good deal of the transformation of the contemporary press.
Over these last years, we've had glaring examples of the metaphor, putting your thumb on the scale.
Yes.
The Russiagate story is so elaborate, I don't want to retell it. Let's simplify this down to the laptop that we now know is confirmed as in the possession of Hunter Biden before he turned it over to a repair shop and never reclaimed it. That episode alone illustrates that the media either is witting or unwitting in its partisanship. How can we say, Peter?
Just to fill out your example, John, then aide to candidate Biden, a man named Antony Blinken, orchestrated a letter written by 51 former high intelligence officials saying that the laptop had all the earmarks of Russian disinformation. Of course, this was a reckless thing for them to say, not having looked through its contents. Moreover, the FBI had known for more than 10 months that it was authentic. And in any case, the attitude of the rest of the press was to join the FBI in pressuring Twitter and Facebook not to report on this. So in other words, a powerful instinct that you would have thought animating the press, which is get the reporting out there and let the chips fall where they may. That impulse, that instinct has withered. So we need to, in figuring out reforms, which you're asking about, we have to figure out how do we stand up a new generation that understands that the first priority for a journalist is to get the story, the truth out there.
And the Academy, what is its participation in this, idea that reporting is no longer meant to be straight up the middle, but is to give you an outcome, a preferred outcome? How can the Academy contribute to correcting that, or how can the Academy explain its own bias?
Well, first, the Academy doesn't believe it's biased. The Academy believes that the moral truth is contained in progressivism, a left-wing interpretation of American history, a left-wing interpretation of public policy. They believe this is objectively true, and they believe that the alternatives are morally repugnant. So I don't want to wildly overgeneralize. I'll just say, I don't say absolutely every professor is like this, but these are dominant trends in the humanities, to some extent in the social sciences. That so for them, promulgation of the what we see as one partisan interpretation is for them simply telling the truth.
Peter, because we're observing this in real time, we don't have a good perspective on it. But can you anticipate, since we can't come up with solutions in real time either, do you anticipate there will be a time in future when this is all at an end and that there are more reflective people, persons on this phenomenon?
I believe that especially as a result of the tumult that erupted on our campuses following the October 7th massacres by Hamas in Israel, that more and more people, parents, legislators, wealthy donors saw that our universities have gone wildly astray. So substantially more people are not now taking an interest in the reform of the universities. I see a number of lines of effort to reform our universities. So let's say I'm despite the terrible tragedy which brought this this new awareness about, I'm more hopeful than I have been in a while, because more people are paying attention, more people are aware that substantial reform is necessary.
And in the remaining minute here, there's something in between the newspapers and television shows and the Academy, and that's the journalism schools. Is there a solution there, or is that secondary?
I think journalism schools have been part of the problem. I think they are in many cases about promulgating ideology. And call me old school, but I'd like to see a return to the old-fashioned way of becoming a journalist. Start in a small town, cover local stories, become better acquainted with humanity, the complexity of the human condition, and rise through the ranks in that way rather than through another degree.
And the Columbia Journalism School, is that in a position to take the lead? You mentioned Jeff Gerst a piece.
Yeah.
I've seen some other mentions about the Columbia Journalism Review having a handle on this story. Is that a place to start?
Well, it might be. I regard it as a mixed bag, but really, congratulations, all credit to the Columbia Journalism Review for publishing a wonderful essay by Jeff Gerst, a longtime New York Times journalist who stood back as a longtime Timesman, stood back and reported accurately about the descent of American journalism into special pleading for the progressive side. All credit to that, to Columbia Journalism Group for publishing it, and all credit to Gerst for writing that piece.
Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution, writing his column at Real Clear Politics. The book is Against the Corporate Media, 42 Ways the Press Hates You. Michael Walsh is the editor. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out. So you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics. They're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.